As you know, we in Barbados have much difficulty in influencing much of the technology that we use today. Instead, we have to depend on others to fight our battles for us. And so it is with facial recognition technology, which is already in use here on our phones and on our computers. In the United States, the internet giant Amazon has just won a first round in a battle over the ethics of selling facial recognition technology to national governments. The company's shareholders have voted against the proposal to stop selling the company's proprietary recognition software to governments until it had reviewed whether it posed a threat to civil and human rights.
So what is this technology? Well, it uses artificial intelligence to compare images of people in the real world with a database of known people to suggest matches. It doesn't take a lot of imagination to see how it could be misused to disproportionately pursue protesters, migrants, or maybe people of colour. But Amazon takes the view that it's a critical tool for business and law enforcement and shouldn't be banned or condemned because of its potential misuse. Well, Mary Beth Gallagher led the shareholders' protest. She's the director of a tri-state coalition for responsible investment. That's a membership coalition of Catholic institutional investors and the Sisters of St. Joseph.
The reason we're focused on Amazon and we filed this particular shareholder resolution is because of a technology that they sell through Amazon Web Services, which is known as Recognition, spelled with a K. And Recognition is a facial recognition surveillance technology that can identify facial features and can be used to scan against existing photographs to identify individuals. And we're concerned because it's been reported that Amazon has sold this technology to governments, to state and local law enforcement agencies, and it's also been reported that they've pitched this technology to immigration and customs enforcement in the United States. We believe this technology can enable really massive surveillance without consent, interfere with people's privacy, freedom of association, freedom of assembly, and it also can have potentially discriminatory impact. And that Amazon should not be selling this kind of technology to governments at all.
Well, you took them on, but you didn't win on this occasion. They're going to pursue without a review, continuing to sell it to government. Does that mean your campaign's failed in some way, or are you going to carry on?
No, I think we really recognize this as the beginning of a long-term initiative to try to hold the company accountable, to bring more visibility to the investor community about one of the main products that the company has and is selling that presents real risks to society. So this was an opportunity to educate shareholders. We brought this issue directly to the board of directors today. We've put this issue on the radar for the company and are building a solidarity with workers in the tech space that are concerned about the impacts of what they're building, with civil liberties groups that are concerned. And there's also a lot of momentum building in the United States around potential legislation and regulation of this kind of technology. So we don't necessarily see this as a defeat at all, but really the beginning of a long-term initiative.
So, I mean, this is all about people with strong views about the future of the world putting pressure on a large multinational company. Do you see this as an increasing feature of how citizens are going to take on corporations, if you like?
I think there's growing awareness of this strategy. I'll say that the organization I work at is 45 years old, and we've been doing shareholder advocacy for a long time, trying to bring more responsibility and attention at the company level to their impacts on society. So we're part of a broader movement, but generally speaking, the field of socially responsible investing is growing, of investors looking at the environmental, social, and governance impacts of the companies they're invested in. And there's a real interest in seeing companies held accountable, more responsible for their impacts on human rights and climate change.
That's Mary Beth Gallagher, who has led the shareholder objections to Amazon's government sales of surveillance software. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.